Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When we're stuck alone, you're not alone. You're never alone. Even behind that wall, man, there's somebody standing there waiting on you. And if you took everything away from us and there was just two of us, we'd get along.
On the Morning Bull Show, we've been trying to give you tips on how to deal with this self-isolation, this quarantining, this self-distancing that everybody is doing. Marcus Luttrell is on the phone with us. Good morning, Marcus.
What's up, brother?
Hey!
Man, how y'all doing? Yeah, I love waking up hearing y'all's voice. Y'all put a smile on my face every day.
You're so sweet. Thanks, thank man. You for saying that, even if it's a lie.
Man, y'all doing all right through all this? Hey, this ain't going to even touch you guys, man. Y'all are so special to us. Y'all kind of send out that joy and praise and hope every day, making everybody smile. So don't ever stop doing that. I don't care where they stick you.
Marcus, we've been loving your videos that you've been posting on Instagram. And honest to goodness, we were thinking about it. It's like, man, Marcus Luttrell would know a thing or two about how to get in the right frame of mind to deal with this quarantine stuff. What would you tell people?
Well, being a Navy SEAL, man, y'all are trained for this stuff.
I didn't even really think about it like this till the other day. I was out in the garage. I was looking at one of them deep freezes, those big white deep freezes, had that red light on the outside.
Yep.
So basically, the team I was at, what they would do to us is we would put all of our dive gear on, all of our combat gear on, and then they would stick us in something like that deep freeze. But it was full of water. And the red light was on the inside. And every now and again, it would glimmer. And that means that they were checking on you to make sure you were alive and good. And they would leave us underwater for 4 to 6, 8 hours. My longest dive was 10 hours and 47 minutes stuck back there.
Wow. And, are you kidding me? Thinking,
it got to where I'm not dealing with it. This is just the way it is. And when you kind of cross over, because most people can't stand to sit in the dark, thousands of hours underwater, days, weeks, you know, and it gets to the point to where you realize, man, that this is it. Just the fact that you see another day or something. I mean, all this bickering and fighting, this is what happens. It's like everybody wasn't playing well with everybody else's toys, so they separated.
Yeah,
that's true.
We're talking with Marcus Luttrell, giving some advice on how to hang with this. Marcus, can you hang on with us for a second? We'd like to come back, get a few more tips from you and ideas of how people can deal with this, because I'm with you. I think when you get through this, when you go through something tough like this, you come out with a bigger belief in yourself and more confidence, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's all about where you set yourself. When you wake up in the morning, imagine everything that you need is going to be right around you. Because yesterday is gone. The only easy day is yesterday. And you have no idea if tomorrow is coming. So why are you even looking into it? If you're looking to do something for tomorrow, put it in today. People say that they multitask. That just means they're not focusing on the task they got first thing in the morning.
That's true.
When you get up in the morning, it's kind of a routine. And your body, God designed it so perfectly. It is whatever you want it to be. It can be a race car. It can be a monster truck. You know, it could be a sprinter. It could be a funny car if they put that nitromethane in it like those methane drivers.
I'm thinking mine's a monster truck.
All right, Marcus, yeah. I'll tell you what. Right? Hang on. Yeah, I think Mo's right. Monster truck. Hang on with us. We'll be right back. We got more. We want to find out about that routine, getting that daily routine with Marcus Luttrell here on 100.3 The Bull. All right, we've been talking with Marcus Luttrell. He's been talking about the training that he went through, how to survive this, being alone, being in a tough place, and that you come out stronger on the other side. And Marcus, one of the things you were talking about just before we stopped is you said
people say that they multitask. That just means they're not focusing on the task they got first thing in the morning.
That's true.
What's a daily routine? How do you start your day?
Okay, that's a great question. And normally when people ask that question, everybody gives a generic answer. Oh, you know, I get up, I get motivated, and I get my ass up.
But, not you.
Great, dude. Yeah, great advice. You know, everybody. But no one ever gives their trick. All right. I open one eye in the morning and check that, see if that wife of mine still, if she's real. I make sure every morning that she's real, because if she is, that means I'm here.
Woo!
Wow.
And then I roll over and I put my feet on the ground. And if I can feel them, I'm like, yeah, back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell myself that. And then I wait for my body, because it's like a, you know, when you're a teenager and everything, man, everything wakes up before you do. You can front flip out of bed. When you get to the kind of stage we're at, you know, when I get moving, eventually everything runs like a well-oiled machine.
Right.
In the beginning, it's like an old truck. You got to prime it up. You're like, oh, yeah. I'm grumbling. Sometimes, like, I can't even believe my wife married to me, man. And I walk straight to the shower. And I'm standing there with that water roll on me. And I have from brushing my teeth to soaping up after that. And then I have my watch. When I throw my watch on, that means I have to keep track of time and everything in it. And that's the signal. And my body knows that. And you don't understand. Every one of these little routines that you do, you skip one in the morning, like you get up, you don't make your bed, you always do that, your body thinks you're in something else.
Right.
If you don't believe that, you're wrong. And people who say that means they haven't taken time to get a routine. And everyone right now is in SEAL training. You need to think about it like this. Everybody else is like, well, how did you get to where you're at right now? I had to start just like you are right now, that first day. And it was chaos. And you're alone. And you're scared to death because you don't know what the hell is going on. Nobody will talk to you. And everybody who does talk to you tell you something different. And then eventually you get out past that day. And every day in field training, I look at we did a shower. And I'm like, man, is every day like this? And they look at it like, no, tomorrow's harder. And I was like, oh, holy shit. She's like, I don't know if I'm going to do this. But then I would just stand up. I put my foot down and stand up, man. And then my buddies be like, hey, let's go. And when you look across, and there's somebody like, hey, man, you want to do this? I'm like, no, but I know you do. And they're thinking the same thing. No, I don't. I know you want to. I'm like, well, let's do it together.
Right.
And
then, right.
You know, you go in. I don't care how old you are. If you've never been in a situation, you will always act like a child because you just haven't been trained for it.
Wow. That's great. That's deep, Marcus.
It really is.
You come in on your back, your butt ass naked, crying, looking for your mama, right?
Yes.
And then you stand up, you fall down, you stand up, you fall down. You know, people who work out and people who exercise are confident. That's because they're always falling down on the ground, pushing themselves up, doing push-ups and squats. You go in a gym, you throw more weight on it than life's supposed to make you carry, and you get stronger. Iron hardens iron. In my family, people, my dad, he'd be like, you'd never be half the man your mama was. That's what they tell me. I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? My mama's a lady. She's like, yeah, but she's tougher than you'll ever be.
Because
she made it better for you. Iron, when it goes into the water, it goes into the heat, you hammer the mess out, and it's poured steel, and then you get sharpened. And that's what's happening to us. Everyone's becoming a citizen when we're all in something, good, bad, or indifferent. Whatever this is going down, it's going down. You know, this is the way it's supposed to be. So we're here together. And let me tell you something, man, if we're not freaking out over here, what y'all shouldn't be. And at the end of every day, I mean, if we're setting our new standards now because, you know, Armageddon's going on, like out here, if you want to know what a fire Navy SEAL up, man, I don't know if y'all ever heard the song "The Boys Are Back in Town" by the Bus Boys.
Oh yeah,
the older one, the Bus Boys. Man, at 7 o'clock every night, I throw that thing on and get a freaking whiskey drink. It's happy hour for the Earth, right?
I've seen it. I've seen it.
Marcus, you are awesome, man. Thank you so much for being on with us today. We love you, man.
Oh, man, I love y'all so much. I wish I could see y'all every day, but you know, Melly's got me out here just doing all kinds of
crazy. Yes, do what your wife says. Keep making those videos. You can follow him on Instagram, Marcus Luttrell.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, God bless y'all. We love you, man.
Little SEAL training, routine training with Marcus Luttrell.
My God.
Here on the Morning Bull.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.